Morning. It's 11 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, and you are listening to KCAW Sitka. I'm Chris Todd with Raven News. The Sitka Wolves have won the Southeast Region 3A basketball tournament. The Wolves decisively beat the Mount Edgecombe Braves Saturday afternoon, 62-45. The game was a rematch between these same two teams from the previous afternoon. In Friday's contest, Mount Edgecombe trailed Sitka by 14 points going into the fourth quarter, but rallied, tied the game with less than a minute to play, and eventually won by 5. On Saturday, however, Sitka was a different team. Mount Edgecombe Athletic Director Andrew Frisky, calling the game on the Juno Douglas High School web stream, summed up the Wolves' play like this.
Sitka just playing a solid game right now. They've had a couple turnovers, but overall they've controlled the tempo of this game. They've owned the glass, and they've had a good game plan coming in here to get the ball inside and minimal three-point shots, pounded inside with AJ and Brian, and a good game plan by the Sitka Wolves so far.
Sitka will represent the Southeast Region in state tournament action beginning later this week in Anchorage. The challenge for Sitka and all teams in the 3A classification will be overcoming Monroe Catholic, a perennial powerhouse which has dominated even some 4A schools in the Anchorage area this season. The Mount Edgecombe Lady Braves defeated Sitka on Friday to capture the regional 3A crown in girls basketball. The score there, 49-42. Sitka was the defending Region 5 champion and was expected to repeat this season. However, a broken wrist kept point guard Sid Riggs sidelined until this tournament. Daily Sitka Sentinel sports editor Tom Hess, who covered regional tournament play, says the Sitka girls were starting to show signs of early promise, but just ran out of time.
They saw a little bit of Sid Riggs at the end of the regular season as Sitka was trying to work Sid back into the lineup. Sid came off the bench both those nights. She didn't play full minutes. Usually she plays nearly the entire game. Coaches will rest her kind of on the other side of the quarter breaks. But for the most part, they didn't see much of Sid Riggs. And you could tell that there was a difference when she did play and when she was playing well. Mount Edgecombe having to adapt to the speed. It's almost like borrowing your friend's BMW and realizing that you get a lot more kick when you step on the accelerator.
The Mount Edgecombe Lady Braves will face either Galena or Valdez when the state tournament kicks off later this week in Anchorage. Also, the Sitka High cheerleaders took first place at the regional tournament competition for the cheerleading competition. The deadline to enroll in health insurance through the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, is March 31st, and that has prompted many Sitkans to bite the bullet, figure out what the act means for them. As Rachel Waldholtz reports, for some fishing families and other self-employed Sitkans, what they've found has been a pleasant surprise.
Back in 2012, when the Supreme Court upheld most of President Obama's signature health care law, Wendy Alderson hoped the ruling would mean good things for her family.
I know what I would hope that it would do for us, and I hope that it would basically just bring down the cost of our health insurance.
That was an interview Alderson did with KCAW in June 2012, right after the Supreme Court decision cleared the way for the Affordable Care Act to go into effect. Alderson and her husband are commercial fishermen. They own their own boat, a combination freezer troller and longliner. And for the past decade, they bought a very basic health insurance plan. They paid over $12,000 a year to cover Alderson, her husband, and their daughter. The plan had a deductible of about $2,500 per individual, meaning that's how much they'd have to pay before the insurance kicked in.
You know, sometimes I felt like I couldn't afford to go to the doctor because I had to pay my health insurance bills.
The insurance only covered major events like hospitalization, not preventive care or routine doctor's appointments. This is what Alderson told us in 2012.
It's wondering whether you should go to the doctor or not. It's knowing that it's $200 to walk into a doctor's office, and you may or may not have a prescription that's going to be $45 to $50. You know, it's kind of scary having a sick kid and thinking, okay, are you sick enough to go to the doctor? You know, is your earache going to be gone in the morning?
So now that the Affordable Care Act is actually going into effect, we checked back to see if it was living up to her expectations. And at first, Alderson actually didn't think the act would do much for her family. In fact, she wouldn't even have looked for a new plan, but her current insurance costs suddenly increased, from about $1,100 a month to $1,400 a month, or $15,000 a year, just for catastrophic insurance.
I decided I better get on the stick and take a look at what was available.
So she logged into healthcare.gov, the new online health insurance exchange. And were you surprised when you
realized? Oh, I was astounded.
Her new plan will cost about half as much as her old one.
Honestly, too good to be true thing for me. It's like, wow, really?
The new plan is actually quite similar to her old plan, but instead of paying $1,400 per month, she'll pay just $680. In total, it will cost $7,000 this year instead of $15,000. That's because Alderson's family qualifies for a tax credit. Families that make up to 4 times the federal poverty level can qualify for tax credits and subsidies that cover part of the cost of health insurance bought on the exchange. So in Alaska, a family of 3 making up to about $98,000 can be eligible. Alderson said the change is a big deal for her family.
This is really going to help, you know. We were paying more for our health insurance. This last time, if we had just gone ahead and stepped it up and paid this increase, we'd have been paying more for our health insurance than we would for our mortgage.
Still, Alderson said the new system isn't ideal. She had hoped that the act would reduce the cost of health insurance by introducing new efficiency and accountability into the world of healthcare.
That is not the case. The case is the plan still costs the same. It's the government subsidizing those of us who qualify. And so I do understand that now, and that's a little bit of a bummer because it's just more subsidies. But I also feel that paying, you know, $700 a month is, for a catastrophic plan, is still a good chunk of money. I don't feel like I'm getting anything for free. So I'm pretty pleased.
Sitka resident Dan Evans is also self-employed.
I am a photographer, and I am a home inspector as well.
Evans hasn't had health insurance for most of the past 5 or 6 years. For the past 3 years, he tried to enroll in insurance, but he was denied because of pre-existing conditions. He finally got insurance this past December. He paid $400 a month for a catastrophic plan with a $10,000 deductible.
Really, the only time you'd ever use it is if you really got hurt or sick real bad.
The issue of health insurance weighed so heavily on his mind that he was considering giving up his photography business.
I've been self-employed for like 25, 30 years now, and I actually started kind of looking for jobs that could give me insurance, even though I don't want them. But I just feel, I see a lot of my friends and other people when they're getting up there, things happen. And I just kept thinking that I was kind of, something might happen to me and I could have everything taken away.
Like Alderson, Evans at first thought that the Affordable Care Act wouldn't change anything for him. He tried navigating the Health Exchange website himself and got discouraged.
And then my wife, she heard that Andrea was helping people over at Search with this.
That's the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium in Sitka. Search Outreach Manager Andrea Thomas has been helping people navigate the website. She worked with Evans to find a plan that will cost him just $189 a month. The deductible is $1,500. Were you surprised?
Oh, way surprised. I actually said to Andrea, I said, Andrea, you got to stand up right now. I got to give you a hug because this is unbelievable. She knew I was really happy.
Evan said the new plan is literally life-changing.
Yeah, I know. I was checking with the city. I was checking with the state. And I really don't want to do that. The only reason I was doing it is to get medical coverage. But now I don't have to. I can keep doing what I'm doing and not worry anymore.
As for Wendy Alderson, we asked what her family will do with the money they're no longer spending on health insurance.
Pay bills. Nothing glamorous, sadly, you know. It'll be nice to just know that I don't have to struggle to come up with money to, you know, pay bills.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.
Well, the Affordable Care Act has been good news for many Sitka families. Not everyone is in the same boat. Some people make too much money to qualify for subsidies. Others actually make too little. People are calling that the Medicaid donut hole, and we'll have more on that story tomorrow. Four-time champion Jeff King is clinging to the lead in the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race, his closest rival hot on his heels on Alaska's windswept western coast. On the final stretch of the nearly 1,000-mile race, King left the Elam checkpoint with 12 dogs at 12:53 this morning. He was followed 8 minutes later by Ollie Zirkel and her 11-dog team. Elam is 123 miles from the finish line in Nome. Third out of Elam was 2012 winner Dallas Seavey, who left the checkpoint at 2:52 this morning with 8 dogs. Four-time champion Martin Booser departed at 4:40 a.m., followed 7 minutes later by defending champion Mitch Seavey, Dallas Seavey's father. And at just about straight up 8 o'clock, that's it for Raven News for this hour. You're listening to KCAW in Sitka. And a quick check with our weather right now in Sitka. It is lovely blue skies, and we've got a wind speed of about 8 miles an hour. The barometric pressure at 29.89. Expecting that to change a little bit, though. It's getting some wind today and scattered showers, and then rain by afternoon today. Highs around 42. Southeast winds for Port Alexander and Sitka, 10 to 20 miles an hour, increasing to 25 miles an hour later today, and gusting up to around 40 miles an hour late this afternoon. Tonight, windy, rain to stick around, heavy at times, with lows around 40 tonight. Southeast winds 35, gusting to about 50 miles an hour tonight, becoming south late tonight, 15 to 25 miles an hour. And that's it for the weather for the Sitka and Port Alexander area. Around our region, weather-wise, pretty much the same. Pretty nice this morning, some snow mixed with rain and then becoming all rain by late afternoon. But that wind will pick up, gusting out of the entire region at about 40 to 50 miles an hour. So you can gear up for that windy weather. It's Monday, the 10th of March, and good morning.